Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, Maitland, Tommy behind the glass. Let's get to this. Ever heard of the program called Humans of New York?
No.
It's been around for about 15 years, started back in 2010. The idea was started by a photographer named Brandon Stanton. It's a storytelling project. Okay. The idea to stop strangers on the street, photograph them, and share a quote or story from their lives.
Okay.
It's evolved into a bit of a global phenomenon known for its intimate, honest, and often emotionally charged portraits.
Okay.
Well, they just did a big display, a temporary display, in the Grand Central Terminal in New York City. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of photos, and it's just people of New York, just like we said, quotes. And there's one that is stopping people in their tracks. It's a photo of a man, looks to be in his 60s, bald head, glasses, gray hair on the sides. You know, a winter photograph with a woman who probably is a little younger than him. And the quote next to it is, "We met 6 weeks ago, and no offense to my deceased wife, but this is the love of my life." Oh, okay. Now, I understand what he's saying, and who knows what their relationship was like. But he probably could have done a little better with, "I never thought I'd found love again."
I'm surprised that he was comfortable to have his picture taken and have the quote. Because I feel like that would be something that you might hear somebody say, but they wouldn't want their picture posted right next to it.
Right? I don't think, I'm guessing though, he probably didn't think it was wrong. Like, hey, no offense. I mean, she's dead and all, but this is the love of my life.
Wonder if he's got kids, how they feel about that.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, you would hope not.
Yeah. That's quite a complice alt.
But, you know, maybe she wasn't much to look at, you know. I don't know.
How does that make the woman standing next to him feel?
She's number one, Steve. She should feel like she's victorious.
I know, but it just feels weird. It just feels weird.
This text, "If a man's way of complimenting me is to offend a dead woman, I feel like that's a red flag." Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, yeah. Like you're comparing me to your dead wife.
I mean, you would know that they are, but it's one thing to think they might be.
Yeah.
I mean, this text, "Most insulting compliment I've ever gotten. I play hockey and I'm a bigger person. I was told after my hockey game that, man, you skate really fast for a flat guy. I was flattered."
A flat guy?
Fat guy.
I was going to say fat makes more sense, okay. but maybe they said flat guy.
Yeah.
I would think that that's a common insult for bigger people is, "You move good for a big person."
Or, "You don't sweat much for a fat girl."
Yeah.
Or for women, too, whenever they see like a curvier woman wearing something in public and they say like, "Oh, you're so brave for wearing that."
Oh, that's so insulting.
Yeah.
Or, have you heard that in real life?
Variations of it.
God.
Where, it's, "Oh, if I had boobs like that, I don't think I could ever get away with that."
Oh, yes.
Stuff like that.
I've definitely heard that before. 1-800-947-3979. most offensive compliment you've received? Steve, have you gotten one?
Yeah, I remember my wife, she got me a guitar.
Okay.
Like years ago. This is like, I think maybe for our first anniversary or something, or a birthday or somewhere in the first year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have zero musical ability whatsoever. My wife, exact opposite, very competent when it comes to music. And she said something along the lines of, well, like, I've seen people much worse than you figure out how to play or something like that. And I was like,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
That was supposed to build my confidence.
Yeah. This feels weird, though. That being said, I have not played it.
Mm. Do you think she's still seen? Do you think she's seen people better than you do worse?
Huh?
Just try to see if you can find silver lining in there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've seen smart people do worse than this, Steve. Same kind of compliment.
Yeah, because what you're saying is I'm not smart.
Hot Wings, have you gotten a compliment that was an insult?
Yeah. You're not as ugly as I thought you'd be.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Uh-huh. With radio.
That happens all. Oh, or yeah, the, oh, well, yeah, now you put
or
it
the
way.
One that's not a compliment. Woof. No wonder you're on the radio. You said that to a human out loud right now.
Yeah, I don't actually know you.
Mm-hmm. And often, boy, more often than not, it's an uglier person than me that says that to me. And you're not allowed to say that.
I have responded.
You're not allowed to go, you see you, right?
I have. I've responded with that. I go, you're just as ugly as I thought you'd be.
Let me take a selfie with you so you can compare. I mean, I'm not handsome, but you did just say that out loud.
We're going to start this sentence. You're going to get an answer.
Lisa joins us. Hi, Lisa. This is the all-time champion of most insulting compliments.
Yeah. Well, it was a comment, and it was, when is the baby due? And I was not pregnant.
Oh, God.
That is going to be something that person also thinks back to every time and cringes.
Yeah.
Dear Lord. You just don't ever ask that.
Nope.
You don't.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Their hearts
I just
in their-
said 9 months from whenever I get pregnant.
I mean, good for you for rolling with it.
Did they wince or did they not get it?
They winced.
They winced. Yeah. They have to. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Mitch. Call in, Mitch.
I once, when I was a grocery store bagger when I was 16, I would always make chit-chat with the people as they came through. Thought that was part of my job. And one time there was a Mennonite family in there, and I didn't know anything about Mennonites. I just knew they were dressed different. I didn't even know they were Mennonites at that point. I just thought they were like fancy Amish.
Yep, kind of. They're like the Amish, but will drive a van.
Yeah. So I said, what do you think Santa's going to bring to your house this year?
Oh,
and the kids all got sad looks, and the mom said, we don't believe in Santa. And I went, oh.
The kids are like, we want to.
We would love to get presents. No. That sounds neat. Let this oily-faced man say more. It's the great pimple, Charlie Brown.
Didn't you do a when's the baby due to somebody coming through the checkout line? I thought I remember you telling a story about that.
I can't rule it out, Steve.
I mean, that's right up your accidental alley.
Well, it seems like something I would have had to learn the hard way. I'd like
a little poke too.
No, I would have never done that.
Kissed it.
No. Can you imagine? Even worse, can I feel the baby? And it's just like a rumbly tummy from too much milkshake.
That's what our friend Mitch did.
Oh, yeah,
he's
right.
Told the story. He
Hands
told us
on the
that
belly.
Story. Yeah.
What a blessed thing.
They were doing a meet and greet. They were in a band. They were doing a meet and greet after the show where they were meeting fans who came up and, you know, bought albums and bought t-shirts and everything. They were getting autographs and taking pictures. And Mitch said to the next person in line, he went full Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's going to be a soccer player. I can feel the kicking. And when do you do? And then the quote was from the husband, my wife has a bit of a bloat issue.
I don't think that helped.
That's an unattractive word.
Bloat. One of my favorite things about my gal is her bloat.
Bloop, floats.
This one. My wife and I, our first date, we were at a bar. Things were going great. She looked at me and said, "Man, you look really good in this lighting." Which does, that, I mean, it depends on how you take it. You might say, "Yeah, this lighting is perfect." Or you might think, "Ooh, I'm okay. I look good in bar lights." But when we were walking in the daylight or whatever, this was a disaster.
"You look so much better in the dark."
Yeah.
Is what she said to you.
"I can barely see you."
This one. In high school, I finally tried to do something different with my hair. Day one, girl says, "Wow, your hair looks effed."
That's not a compliment at all.
Still kind of hurts.
It should. Yeah, that's an insult. That's not a compliment.
Insult. Right. You looked terrible, and she told you.
Maitland, you mentioned one like this. I could never wear that. It's so weird, but good weird. Weird's your vibe. Not mine, though. My vibe's more like normal. But it looks good on you. I'm too small to pull that off.
Oh.
Even better.
Wow, they just kept digging themselves in.
Yeah, they really did.
There's a lot there.
Couldn't get out of that.
I'll bet you, I'm afraid that I might have said, "Wow, that's a cool outfit. That really works for you." Because you do wear more quirky things than most people I know. But I would never mean it that way.
Yeah, I never take it as like a backhanded compliment, or I never get offended when people are like, "Oh, that's different." I'm like, it is. That's why I bought it. Or like, "Yeah, I thought it was hideous on the hanger and thought I need to try this on. I know it's ugly, but on me, it somehow works." And
it
that's
does.
Okay.
Yeah. It's always meant with a good thing, at least in our case, I think.
Yeah.
This one. I was once told by my friend that they heard someone say I'd be really pretty if I lost some weight. Why did they need to tell me that? That's a butthole friend. They're either oblivious or a dick.
Yeah,
you're supposed to say that kind of stuff behind people's backs.
Yeah, like the other person did.
Yeah. Like, God, she'd be so pretty if she just did whatever.